Blog Talk Radio.
Today on the program, we are going to continue from where we left off studying the book of Revelations. We're in chapter 14 today, and we are looking at part number 20 of the series. I hope that it's been a blessing to you. I hope that you are telling your friends and your families all about the program so that they can be a part of this great experience. I feel that it is the divine providence of God that the study of the book of Revelations is going forth at this time with all of the recent turn of events taking place concerning the refugees in our country now and all of that there. I have personal heartfelt convictions that this is God's way of getting the gospel to those people. They are on our turf now. This is a Christian nation. And they will have a chance to hear the gospel preached to them like never before. It's our job, people, to get these people saved. It's our job to shine like we have never shined for Jesus Christ before. It's our job to stir up revival. Prayer first, safety first. Proverbs 21:31 says, safety is first. If it's not safe, it's not of God. And so I'm mobilizing this prayer revival. And I'm asking all of the leaders, pastors, churches, teachers, lay people to mobilize prayer cell groups and to be vigilant about sending up ways of prayer before God for these people so that they can be saved and delivered from evil. Their minds have been blinded by darkness. God told us that. He told us that they would think that they're doing God's bid to kill you. They call the American people the infidels, and the Jews are infidels, and they want to kill all who are not like them. And so we have to pray, people. We have to be as dedicated to our prayer as they are to their cause to kill. We're going to pray right now before we get into the lesson in Revelations chapter 14, and we want to believe God today for salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you in prayer and in faith, believing. And it is written in your word, Jesus came to save the lost. And you wish all men to be saved and to know your divine truth. And therefore, Father, we bring the people of radical Islam before you. And we bring the Muslims before you today. And Father, we pray according to Ephesians 1:16 that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they might know what is the hope of your calling according to his riches and glory and inheritance that he has in the saints. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we loose you from your activity in the lives of these Muslim people. And Father, we ask the Lord, the God of heaven, to thrust perfect laborers into their path, a laborer to share your gospel in a special way so that those men and women and children will listen and understand it. And as your laborers, ministers to these men and women and children from Syria, the refugees in the United States of America, we believe that they will come to their senses and come out of the snare of the devil who has held them captive so that they can make Jesus Lord of their life. And so, Father, your word says that you will deliver those to whom we intercede, who are not innocent, through the cleanness of our hands. And so we stand on your word, and from this moment on, Father, we shall praise you and thank you for the salvation of these extremists and for the Muslims, for the Syrians, and all of those people there, Father, who are blinded in their understanding of your truth. We have committed this matter into your hands, and with our faith, we see them saved. Filled with your spirit, with all full and clear knowledge of your word, in Jesus' name, so be it. And we just thank and praise you now that this prayer, Father, will go forth and you will cause hearts to be changed and they will come forth out of the snare of darkness. They will come to their senses and be saved. And I just thank you for a mind to pray for them, Father, and I believe that this is an opportunity for these people to get the gospel preached to them who have not heard. Now, moving forward with our lesson today in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, we see yet another heavenly vision recorded here by the Apostle John. And he says here, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads." Now, remember, we read about the 144,000 that were sealed specifically by God for the purpose only of witnessing and causing people to be saved during the tribulation, during the time when the wrath of the day of the Lord was being poured out in the earth. That was what the 144,000 was for. That's it. That does not mean that they were the only ones saved, because even during the tribulation period of time, they were successful at getting people into heaven. And in verse 2, "And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harps harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elder, and no man could learn the song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth." And these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They are they which followed the Lamb whithersoever he went. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the Lord, before the throne of God. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying, with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and sea and the fountains and the waters. And that's to us right now as well. That goes for us. Now is the time to fear God. Now is the time to start getting your family members ready, in position, getting everybody gathered together in the churches, on the streets, wherever you can get the word to people's hearts. Get them together in your cell groups, in your prayer cell groups. Well, get them referencing God and worshiping God. And when you get them converted, be a disciple maker. Know that There's no room to go back. This is no time to backslide. Once you get in God, stay in God. If he hasn't come before you to shut your eyes and go to heaven, so be it. You will go to heaven. But whatever you do, stay in God, because when he comes back, there will be no repentance. Not at that moment. You will have to be ready or get left. You will. He said, for those who are filthy, let them be filthy still. So there, it's going to happen so fast, you won't have time to change. And that's the danger. And that's why we're pleading and crying with people not to get saved. And in verse 8, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made a nation drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And this is a whole nother sermon right here, because in the end of the end, Babylon will be, the nation of Babylon will be a key player in the demise of Israel, as we know that in the end all are going to come against Israel. But Babylon is going to be a key player, because they're going to be leaders and rulers of and part of this beast, the system. And in verse 9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. So you're not going to be able to be two-sided. Either you're going to be for God or against God. If you miss the rapture, you will be responsible for your own deliverance to get to heaven. And you will have to choose. And in the second clause, he said, which is the wrath is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receive the mark of his name. So see, people, the test of the flesh is on. Either you're going to get out by being dedicated to God, or you will lose your life for all eternity. So the easiest route to take is now. Go out with grace with the church while the church is here. You want to go back with them, because if you are stuck here during this tribulation period, you will have to be willing to be a martyr. And you will have to fight your way through the refusal of this mark of this system of the beast. And you will have to be willing to lose your life to do it, because if you don't have it, you can't buy nor sell, so you're going to starve anyway. So you might as well go on and stand up for Christ, but do it now. This is the easiest way out. Go out with the church right now. And in verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandment of the Lord and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write blessings, and blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, the spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their work do follow them. So it's good to get your works in now. And that's why I'm trying to get everybody to mobilize a prayer right now. You know, churches, pastors, leaders, teachers, people everywhere, start mobilizing prayer. Start having midnight prayer again on Friday night. And if you can't do that, do a prayer on from 6 p.m. to midnight on Friday. So let's do that as a sign of unity, because we are all off from work during that time, and we can be on one accord during that time. And then if you can't do that, just set up 24-hour prayer watches in your churches. Have the members to sign up on a clock for an hour whereby they are willing to pray, and they can be committed to pray at that hour. And let's send up ways of prayer for the salvation of the lost, but especially for the salvation of these extremists and these Muslims that are taking the world through violence, and they are getting growth by force. But I believe in prayer, and I believe prayer can go where we can't go, and I believe that if we unite our efforts, that prayer will break up the evil intentions of their hearts
through killing and forcing people into their way of living, thinking, and being. In verse 14, for the time of judgment. And he said, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud, one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. People going, that means their hearts and people are ready to be saved. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the cluster of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in her sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now that's a lot of blood, that it would rise to the level of the horse's bridle. We are in a time right now when the harvest is ripe, where people are ready to be saved, and people are ripe for the plucking. And the Bible says, so that the laborers are few, but the harvest is ready. And that's why I'm out on Facebook, Twitter, crying out, trying to raise awareness. Come out of your sleep, people. This day is too close. Come out of the self mode, self-seeking, self-images, and all of the like of gathering for self. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Glory to God, because the day is going to come when you will have to put up or shut up. You may even have to be willing to give up your life for your faith, for what you believe. And so prayer and the prayer sessions that I'm promoting and pulling on to start taking place, come on, get on this bandwagon with me. Listen, go to my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com and click on that Facebook tab. When it opens, click like, or copy and paste the link into your browser. Then like the page, or click it into your Facebook page and like me there, so that you can see announcement as they unfold automatically on the feed. And let me know, hey, we are doing a prayer watch, and this is what our cell group is doing, or this is what our church is doing, or this is what you as an individual might do. But to collectively together, we can cause a Muslim nation of people to be saved. Also, while you're on the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com, click the TV link. Watch programs that you may have missed. And also, subscribe to the podcast. Click that RSS link and it will open. Subscribe, and you can hear the radio show that's produced locally on WLCM Radio 1390 AM dial. And you'll get those notifications when the program has been aired, and you can listen on demand. Well, remember, people, I love you. Remember 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. So share this link. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend to listen in. And please, my brothers and my sisters, don't be moved with alarm and fear by the things that you see coming upon the land, by these ISIS and these extremists threatening to siege Americans and take them over and force them into Islam by terror and force. We know the God of God and the Lord of Lords is greater, and prayer is power. No prayer, no power, but we pray we have power. God bless you.